Why not now? This is a good time. What a good time to set your goals, work on yourself, work on your skills. What a good time to get it together. What a good time to start this process. Personal development, growing, changing, developing, having a good plan for your money and for your life and for your future. Why not now?
What's now? No opportunities wasted. Listen to me carefully, guys. Listen to me very carefully. You got to hear what I'm saying. This is important. There are 86,400 seconds in a day, and if you maximize each and every one of them, you will live like you want to live, you will have what you want to have, and you'll be what you want to be.
You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. If you just remain how you are, you'll always have what you've got. But if you're willing to make changes, the next 5 years of your life can be totally different than the last five. If you don't change, chances are excellent the next five will be like the last five. For things to change, you've got to change. For things to get better, it's not what happens that determines your future. It's what you do about what happens. Direction determines destination. All you got to do is make a little change in direction to arrive at a brand new destination in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years.
You either have to change your life. That is, you got to say, you know what? My body isn't there. I'm going to go work out. My relationship isn't there. I'm going to change it. You know, I'm not making what I got to make. I'm going to retool. I'm going to get a new skill. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to start a business. I'm going to do something. You have to do something to change your life. Or, in order for you to be happy, if you can't change your life, you're going to have to change your blueprint. Usually in life, it requires a little bit of each. Does that make sense? And if you change your life and change your blueprint, you can have an extraordinary life. Because all of us are going to have times in our life when what we want or think life should be like isn't going to match how life really is. Those moments, if we blame, our life goes into pain. If we change, we can change our life and match our blueprint. The fact that you're not happy has nothing to do with what you have or don't have. The fact that you're not happy is that your life doesn't match the way you think it should be. And you have some idea of how you think it should be.
Listen to me. There are those of you who what you're doing is if there are 10 opportunities in a day and you're taking advantage of 7 of them, you think you're doing something. Yep, you gotta hear me. You gotta hear me. You only have 24 hours in a day, and you've heard me say this time and time again. The way you spend your 24 hours, it determines how you live.
If you want the future to change for you, you've got to change. If you don't change, the next 6 years of your life is going to be just like the last 6. You'll still be behind on your bills. You'll still be behind on your promises.
No opportunity wasted. Again, no opportunity wasted.
One of us can do it. Hey, we all can do it. Now here's my last question. Why not now? Get around successful people and listen. Now, you can also learn from unsuccessful people. Take notes on both, negative and positive. On the negative, the notes are called what not to do. And you got to learn what not to do as well as what to do. So learn from the negative as well as the positive. Okay? Find out what poor people read and don't read it. Right? That's good information. Learn from the negative. But now you can also learn from the positive. Get around successful people. Listen to what they say. Listen to how they say it. It's important. We've all got about 16 waking hours. Practice listening those 16 hours. And I say practice listening because listening isn't easy. I found out it's easier to talk than it is to listen. But if you will practice listening the 16 hours you're awake, sure enough, from surprising sources comes great ideas. In sales training, we teach, if you want to learn sales, listen to the kids. Kids have got to be the master salespeople of all time. They have no equal. Father tells his young son, no, you cannot have an ice cream cone. 30 minutes later, he's licking on one. That'd be 30 minutes worth listening to. They got moves you wouldn't believe. Persistence runs deep like the ocean. And the kids never took a class on how to overcome objection. They already know how. They don't need classes. You tell kids no, it goes right on by. They give you three good reasons. You say no, it goes right on by. They give you three more. They're masters. So listen and learn. Now, here's some of the best advice I've got for the whole evening. It won't get any better than this. This is it. Poor people ought to take rich people out to dinner and listen. That's some of the best I got. If a guy's not doing well, one of the first things he ought to do is find a guy that is doing well and offer to buy him his dinner. Spend $50, $60, $80, $100. Go for the full nine course. Start him on the juices and hors d'oeuvres. Get him started talking. The salad takes 15 minutes. Keep it rolling. Biggest steak in town takes 45. Keep it rolling. Pour on the dessert. Stretch that meal out about 2 hours. If you get a successful person to eat and talk for 2 hours, they're liable to drop ideas in your lap. Change your life. Multiply your income by two, by three, by five. But you're right. Poor people don't usually take rich people out to dinner. That's the problem. The guy said he's rich, let him buy his own dinner. I'm not coming up with any money. And he says, besides, you work where I work, but the time you struggle home, it's late. You're lucky to get your own supper, let alone running around trying to find a rich man to feed. And the guy's behind on his house payment. Good worker, hard worker, sincere. But you got to be better than sincere. Work hard. You wind up broke. You got to be better than a good worker. You got to be a good listener. And remember, what you read and what you hear, put the good stuff in your journal. Now, here's the third way to find out how to change your life. And that's to observe. You can pick up a lot of ideas just by watching. Get around successful people and watch. Here's why. Success leaves clues. Watch how the man shakes hands. Watch how the lady responds. People who do well do certain things over and over and over and over. And if you're clever, you can pick them up. Watch it all. If a guy's making $10,000 a month, I'd watch how he walks. Maybe that's it. Copy his funny little walk. Somebody says, well, that's kind of a silly walk. Say, it's 10,000. I haven't got the money yet, but I got the walk. It's bound to start somewhere. What I ask you tonight is to be unusual and be a good observer of what's going on. You can pick up ideas that can change your life starting tomorrow. Just be a more careful observer. Now, remember, there's two ways to see. One is called sight. See with your eyes. The other one is called insight. See with your mind. See with your eyes, you'll see things. See with your mind, you'll see answers. Put your eyes and your mind to work. And the best advice on developing sight and insight is pay attention. Don't miss anything. In the weekend seminar we teach, one of the greatest fatalities to success is preoccupation, lack of concentration. The guy's mind wanders. See, you wind up average. You've got to learn to zero in and concentrate. I read a good article one time, Reader's Digest. The title was, Wherever You Are, Be There. Excellent. Don't miss anything. Now, we've lingered a little bit long on number one here for personal development. Find out how things work, but it's so very important, finding out. And I've given you three ways to find out. Now, here's the second step to personal development. Okay, number one was find out how things work. Here's number two, go to work. You must now take action on what you found out. In doing business around the world, we call it game plan. Put together your game plan. One of the major things we teach on the weekend seminars, game plans. How to game plan your office. If you're in sales, you need a game plan. Kids need a game plan. You need a home game plan, social game plan, a business game plan. Everybody needs game plans. Financial independence, game plan. Your investment, game plan. Don't think in your head. Put it on paper. Don't operate out of your mind. Operate from paper. I often ask somebody, what are you going to do the next 6 months? And somebody starts to tell me. I say, no, don't tell me. Show me. Show me your game plan for the next 6 months. Then I can look at things and maybe I can help. But you got to operate from paper. Put it on a game plan. Take action on what you found out. Now, here's the best word I know of to go with action. Massive. See, that'll change everything. Massive action is called the cure-all. If you're going to make calls, make a few thousand. If you're going to make contacts, make a few thousand. If you're going to knock on doors, knock on a few thousand. See, that'll change everything. Here's the language of the poor. I'll try it a time or two and see what happens. It's the way poor people talk. The guy says, well, I'll give it 30 days. 30 days. You could guess his bank balance. You've got to have a better game plan. So here's one of the major things to do starting tomorrow. Take a look at your game plan. If it isn't loaded with massive action, change it tomorrow. Action. The formula really works like this. Pick up a good idea, take heavy action. Pick up a couple of good ideas, take heavy action. That's the formula for success. Heavy action. It's a good thing we can edit all this, right? The formula for success. Take heavy action on a good idea. Right? That's the ratio. Now here's the key. Don't wait till you've learned 2,000 or 3,000 things. Because that way you'll use up all the time. And you could wind up smart and broke. And hey, it's okay to be dumb and broke. But if a guy's smart and broke, that's pitiful. Don't let your learning lead to knowledge. You'll become a fool. Let your learning lead to action. You can become wealthy. And there's many kinds of wealth. I understand that. Not just money. Money's one of the least of all values. I know some people with a lot of money that are very poor. Evita sings, as for fortune and as for fame, they are illusions. They're not the solutions they promised to be. So there's all kinds of wealth, but to get a big share coming your way, you've got to have a heavy action game plan. Now, here's the third step to personal development, and we'll wrap up personal development. Step number three, it's just a little caution, and all through life we need little cautions. This one simply says, don't try to beat the system. Find out how it works, work it, but don't try to beat it. Some people learn just enough to start slicing it, shading it, thinning it, cutting corners, and looking for cheap answers. See, don't fall for that. You'll wind up with a cheap life. Find out how it works best and do it that way. Even though it seems to take a little longer, do it right. Don't compromise with right. Now, under this step, here's another key. Be a quick learner. Don't let it take long to teach you. Learn quick. Don't run at the wall too many times. Learn quicker. One guy said he broke his nose 7 times in the same place. Somebody says, looks like you'd stay out of that place. Learn quicker. Now, the third point here is don't be stubborn. See, some people won't change even when a better way comes. They say, well, I've been doing it this way 30 years. Hey, be ready for change if it's a better way. Go for it. But don't try to beat it. Or you'll be like the guy that went to Las Vegas. He didn't have much money. So he didn't want to risk his money gambling, but he gets to Las Vegas and the jackpot bells are ringing, the money's flowing, the lights are flashing, and he can't help himself. He's got to gamble. But instead of gambling with his cash, he decides to play the mental gambling game. And the brilliant scheme he worked out goes like this. He'd pick a number like number 3. Mentally, he would bet a certain amount of money on the number. And whether it won or lost, he would jot down that amount in his little pad. I would have won $5 if I'd have made that bet, just to keep track of it, win or lose. That way, come midnight, he can calculate how he's doing, win or loser, how much, only not his money. Keep his money. Just play this mental gambling game. So here he is around the gambling table, everybody else shelling out their hard-earned cash. He's got this brilliant scheme. Instead of betting with his money, he's betting with his mind, and he lost his mind. Which means don't try to beat the system, I guess. Okay, we have covered personal development. By the way, it's the longest subject, so take heart. The rest of them are a lot shorter.